Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that celebrates... No.
Ah! Yes! I win! Thank you! I win. Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018. Do you need my little cheat sheet?
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we were best friends.
We were.
Until you gloated the first time.
The first time.
I have messed up that intro.
It feels so good.
How are you, Joss?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Listen to her cackling at me, listeners. I just reorganized her study.
Oh, you guys.
Cleaned it from top to
you
bottom.
You should see. Every time Kristen comes to my house, which I just bought in April. Yes, I moved during COVID. It was fun. She does her reorganizing magic.
It's true.
She should do a show. You know, like they have all the shows on Netflix.
No.
No, you don't want to do a
show? I
don't
want to do a show.
Well, you're good at it, though.
Thank you.
So she did my kitchen, and it was just beautiful. And then she did my office, and it looks amazing.
I moved the desk and replugged in everything so she didn't have wires tripping her everywhere.
And she kept saying, I think that that should go here. I think that should go here. I think it should go here. I was like, whatever.
And then I moved it, and you're like, oh, I love the desk. Come on. So we've spent the afternoon together.
Yeah.
And it's a gorgeous weekend. The skies
really
are blue and the weather is incredible.
It's like 70. It's fantastic.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So this week we're so excited that so many of you have bought our book.
I'm really thrilled about that.
Thank
and
you.
So grateful. I'm loving the reviews on Amazon. You guys are so awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. And you know, feel free to leave more.
Yeah.
And we really think that this book would be such a great holiday present for your sister, cousin, niece, daughter. I think we've gotten a lot of reviews that say, like, what an aha moment this was.
Yeah.
Reading this chapter or
right.
that chapter, like, I felt exactly the same way. And
exactly.
So one said, it's just so nice to know I'm not alone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That is nice. And
so,
we did get a letter for someone who said a lot of the same things, which was, I started reading your book and it's actually kind of a pre-read. I want to buy the book for my girlfriend's daughters. But I thought I should vet it first. They're 17 and 22, so it's age appropriate. It's definitely age appropriate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I was reading the first chapter, which is the chapter that I wrote, and recognized me and a former friend in Joss's story. Part of me wants to share the story in all its gory details, but it's not vastly different than the stories I'm sure you've heard a million times. Although the details were different than in Joss's story, the kind of odd betrayal was the same. She dumped me twice, actually. That's how stupid I am.
Oh.
And I was left wondering, as they say on the Reddit, am I an asshole or am I the asshole? Now, reading this chapter, I realized maybe for maybe the first time, I wasn't. No matter how much she tried to cast me as the villain of the story, in the end, she wasn't mad because I was the villain. She was mad because she wasn't the hero of my personal story.
Ooh.
Isn't that something?
Very well said.
Love it. But I'm actually writing to you because when I finished that chapter with this new understanding, my first reaction was, maybe I'm J.K. Jeroming this? You know, where you read the medical textbook at the library and suddenly you realize that you have nearly every disease in the book, except for maybe the housemaid's knee. So I read on, and while I recognized other friends in other stories, none of them were this one. I can't tell you how grateful I am to finally to be able to put a name to what always bothered me about the ways that friendship ended. Maybe someday, if you need an illustration of the user, I'll share the extended version of my tale. I would love to hear the extended version of your tale.
We're like leaning forward.
Yes,
tell us more.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you for that.
Isn't that nice?
That's really lovely.
Yeah.
And you know, this book is not just about crappy friendships. It's about how to be a better friend yourself and to be a better friend to yourself.
Yes, yeah.
And
which is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those letters have been really nice, too, where people say, you know, this is not just tales of bitchery.
It's not.
You know, trying to be supportive and compassionate.
Yes.
And so, yes, we're very happy that you bought the book. And we really do appreciate those reviews.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Back to the business at hand, Joss.
Yes.
We have a letter.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
It says, "Hi, ladies. I love your pad." I'm just not me today.
You're not you today.
"I love your pad tie." No, not that. "I love your podcast and listen to it weekly. It's strangely comforting to know that no matter what age, friendships will always be a big topic in our lives, and nobody has it all figured out. There is that saying of being your own best friend, and I am trying to figure that out. I'm a 22-year-old who wants to be a better friend to myself. My whole life, my self-confidence and mood have been very dependent on friendships. I'm very social, extroverted, and generally hate being alone. Recently, I realized I have anxious attachment." She put that in quotes, so that must be a diagnosis.
Yeah.
"Anxious attachment and clinginess issues that can repel others. I overwhelm and bombard friends with my energy, but with an ulterior motive in order to convince them to want to be like me. To me, the concept of alone time is foreign. I find myself very hurt if I don't get a reply or if people are too busy to hang out. I'm tired of my time and efforts being wasted and would like to have a healthier relationship with my insecure self. When I am a better friend to myself, I believe I will be a better friend to other people. I've never been in a romantic relationship, but can easily see the same problem happening, so I'd rather work on this beforehand. What is your experience like being less codependent on other people as you mature? Do you have any tips or wisdom on how to build on your independence as a young adult? Taking myself out shopping and to dinner dates is something I've already tried many times. They were okay experiences at best. Thank you. Signed, a crappy friend to myself."
Oh, it's really interesting. Really,
I think,
interesting.
Like, first of all, you have a lot of insight.
Yes.
To recognize all these things in yourself. And I think that a lot of people in your age bracket are trying to figure this out. You know, maybe you're finished with college, or maybe you're just moved into your own place. Or maybe, you know, you're kind of hovering on that cusp of adulthood where you leave the things of childhood behind.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's an uncommon problem of being sort of lost as to what do I do when I'm not checking my phone to see if everyone else is hanging out without me, or feeling like a loser because I'm at home by myself.
Yeah. I thought just listening to that letter, there was some element of FOMO.
Yeah.
Involved there. And she talks about being clingy. And so I just wonder if you feel like you're going to be abandoned at all, and if that's happened to you, because it sounds like you're just clinging a bit too much to people. And one of the reasons that could be is because someone left you beforehand.
Yeah.
And you have that wound, you have that drama.
Yeah.
I
mean, so much goes back to childhood. You
it
know,
really does.
If you had parents who divorced and you didn't get to see the other parent the way you used to, or you know, if you had a sibling who died, or if you moved at the age of 12 from all your old friends, you know, those things really do leave a mark.
They
I think that's really insightful, Joss. You know, to kind of look back and see what might be propelling you in this direction.
I think it's worth exploring. And you're only 22, so I don't see any reason why you couldn't start looking into finding a skilled therapist. I think the way that we should tackle mental health and therapy is the way that we tackle physical health. We should just all be doing it.
Right.
We should be paying attention to it. We should understand and value its importance to have a healthy emotional psyche and all the rest. So I think you could benefit from that. Just trying to figure out, because that was what really struck me, is the clinginess that you, and the kind of fear of missing out. I think you could benefit just from a few sessions just to kind of figure out where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, I mean, 22 might be too young to, maybe it's not, too young to say, oh, I should be happy being by myself. Some people just aren't.
Yeah, I think that it takes practice.
Oh, yeah.
And
I agree.
I hearken back to when I was 22.
Yeah.
And had my own apartment and job and, you know, felt like, okay, I'm ready for, like, adulting to begin. And I didn't have, I was in a new city. I did some volunteering, which is how I started to make my friends and actually met my boyfriend for the next year or two through volunteering. But, you know, coming home from work every night to an empty apartment and kind of wondering what to do, I think it's something we all go through.
Yeah.
And what I found made me really happy was doing the things that I could not do before. Like I had never, as I'd been a student up until I left college.
Sure.
So I'd never had like free evenings.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I started to take bike rides because I had a bike and I thought like, well, I'll just pedal around and if nothing else, it will kill some time.
Yeah.
And I would go to the movies by myself.
Yeah.
You know, now COVID makes everything harder, but if you are doing something that you enjoy, like say it's baking, you know, put on some music, bake some cookies or a cake or something. And, you know, it's okay that it's just you.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll give some of those cookies and cake away or whatever. Maybe you'll eat it all yourself.
Yeah.
But I think it's just practice.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I do.
Getting comfortable in your own company and in your solitude is something that some people are born with.
Right.
You know, like I can say that my daughter is very happy being alone. She's also a very domestic person. You know, she likes to cook and garden and clean and, you know, do a lot of things that are home-based. So you might look into that too, crappy friend. It's funny to call you that. I'm not going to call you that. I'm going to call you like a friend in the making.
Yeah,
that's nice. You know, to start exploring some things. Like maybe you would like to learn to sew, and there's no reason that you can't do that on your own because YouTube exists.
Oh my gosh, I used it to sew a super ugly cover for my dog bed.
Yeah, it was really ugly.
Which Kristen put out on the curb.
I just dragged it out to the curb. But you know, like I'm learning to reupholster chairs because I watch YouTube and I cannot resist a tag sale. So you know, I'll drag some ugly chair home and say, "This could be really pretty, honey."
Yeah.
And you know, so you can teach yourself things like, you know, maybe if you want to like redo your bedroom or something like that, you know, start looking into things that keep you occupied, bring a new skill, and make your environment more pleasant.
Yeah, yeah.
Reading was huge for me.
Me as well. That's
when
all
I was
I
a
did.
Young single person. I'd come home and lay on the couch
and read,
stay there
for hours.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I did too.
And, you know, I think we've said this so many times, Joss, when you are glued to social media.
I was going
to
say it.
And seeing everybody else seeming to have so much fun.
That's right.
And having their fabulous Instagram lives.
Yep.
And, you know, it's all false.
Yes.
And we both highly recommend, you know, turning away from social media as a way to pass the time.
Yeah. I would say, why don't you, if you're doing it too much, why don't you snooze it for 30 days and see how, because you know you can snooze a lot of those things and see how you feel.
And it is like a reflex to jump on Twitter and see if anybody liked your post or to, you know, see what your friends are posting on Instagram.
Right.
And you can waste hours that way.
Totally. I mean, oftentimes people like first thing in the morning roll over, pick up their phone to look. And one of the easiest ways to stop you from indulging in that habit is to put the phone somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so then try that and then see what you do instead.
Right.
Right? Once you wake up, maybe you're doing some morning yoga instead of grabbing your phone or something like that.
Or you read 5 pages of a novel or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's certainly your age bracket very much is you know, uses the phone and social media as a tool to connect and to enjoy. And we're just saying, like, go on YouTube. That's a form of social media.
Yeah.
But I think, like, really being alone and not saying, well, what's going on around me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a vacuum that you live in.
Right.
Looking outside. Whereas you say, tonight I'm going to paint that wall in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I want it to be yellow and it's gray now, you know. Or tonight I'm going to learn how to cook a chicken, you know. So do things that have some, I would recommend that you do things that have some benefit to your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in a pandemic and it's getting worse. paint that wall,
yeah,
cook that chicken.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll reap the rewards of that. Your house will smell nice. You'll, yep, have a nice meal. You'll, yep, get to see the pretty yellow wall. And when you develop more habits,
yeah,
and more hobbies that are healthy and focused on yourself, then, as you hint at in your letter, you are going to be a better friend to people.
Yeah, I think you'd be okay with missing out at that point. And that's really where you want to get to, is you see all the invitations and you maybe are not getting one, but that's fine. And, yeah, you feel fine about that.
And then when you do connect with your friends, you can say, like, why don't you come over for dinner? I, yeah, make a really good chicken and dumplings.
Yeah.
You know, or I want to show you my reorganized study.
That's right. So
or
nice.
My yellow wall in the, yeah, bathroom, you know. And I've just learned to reupholster furniture. Like, maybe you will run into someone at Joanne Fabrics,
yeah,
in the upholstery aisle and say, oh, hey, I love that trim. You know, what are you working on?
Yeah.
So these are things like that enrich yourself. And as an adult, you're going to want and need those things.
Absolutely.
For your own personal growth, but also for ways that people can connect with you.
Yes, yes, I agree.
So rather than bowling them over with your energy,
yeah,
and trying to convince them to like you, take a step back and, you know, let them like you because of the person that you are.
Yeah.
If you are afraid that no one will like me if they know the real me, welcome to the world.
Yes.
Right? I know very few people who have never had that thought.
That's right. That
I've definitely
common.
Had my thought. We,
yeah,
you know, we've talked about this, like, why do people like me? You know, it, or will I be sitting there alone and, mm-hmm, no one will like me? And you know, why don't I have more friends? We all go through it, sweetie.
Yes.
We really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you want to make sure that the friends that you do have like you genuinely.
Yeah. 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 I agree with all that. I would say, though, that maybe take a step back from social media, develop a couple new habits, move the phone away so that,
yeah,
you're not always checking it, and develop new habits, like Kristen says, like maybe take a cooking class. There are a bunch of online classes you could,
mm-hmm,
take now and do that. I plan to learn how to cross stitch. And so I'm going to make subversive cross stitched pillows. that is my plan. You could do something like that. I think all of that is,
yeah,
good. And then also think about some therapy.
Yeah. I mean, we're such fans of therapy, and I think, like, it should be almost required to kind of check in with a therapist at least,
yeah,
once in your life, you know?
It's like a physical.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's just a mental health tune-up kind,
absolutely,
of thing.
Absolutely. And it may be easier for you to find someone now because,
right,
telehealth is such a big thing,
yeah,
because of the pandemic. So it may even be a good time for you to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all also say this, volunteering is a great way to meet like-minded,
perfect,
people.
Perfect.
So, you know, thank God the campaigns are over.
Yes.
For now.
Yes.
Unless you live in Georgia.
Right.
And you know, but, you know, that's a great way to meet like-minded people. Like if you're, you know, an independent,
yeah,
and you join Young Independents in the Atlanta area,
right,
you know,
right,
that's,
right,
an instant thing you have in common. If you join the Dog Walkers of Charlestown,
right,
you know, if you join the Community Garden,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there's all these ways to help the world,
yeah,
enrich yourself, and make friends as a side.
It's true.
As a side,
and it just really
effect.
Gets you out of your head.
Yeah.
And has the little side benefit of helping people, which,
yeah,
is really rewarding. When you realize that you've done this thing and it ultimately will help this person,
mm-hmm,
succeed.
Right.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
It feels really good.
And, you know, I'm going to reiterate this. Limit your time looking at people's lives on social media.
Oh my God.
Because they're not, you know, it's one thing to like your friend's new puppy picture.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, if you spend 15 minutes twice a day, honey, that's,
yeah,
more than enough.
Plenty. It really
more
is.
More than enough.
Yeah. Maybe put that timer thing on your phone.
Yeah.
You know how your phone can.
Yeah. Put a timer on.
Yeah.
And don't use it as a, like an automatic, almost like physical twitch,
yeah,
where,
yeah,
you just pull out your phone and check it.
Right.
And we guarantee that you're going to start feeling better about yourself.
Absolutely.
So thank you for writing.
Appreciate that very much.
And now I have to lug all of Joss's crap to Goodwill. Goodwill on the dump.
Well, you're the one who said that you were super strong.
We know that. I've proved that again and again. Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just Day.
And we're best friends. Forever.